Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to durangobusiness.org for all our upcoming events. And a reminder that on the 20th, Wednesday, we will have our Eggs and Issues. If you haven't signed up, you can go to our website or give us a call, and we'll get you signed up. Well, it's chiropractic morning. So
good
Pathfinder
morning.
Chiropractors, thank you for coming. I'm going to say the Dr. Roops.
That's right. That's us.
Yeah. Well, Garrett, Haley, thank you guys for coming in. And Haley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking for the eye, and it's not there, so I want to make sure I got that right. So how long have you guys been in Durango?
Not too long, actually. So we got here in June. And,
oh, wow.
We're very excited to be here. We love this community and very happy, and we love the sunny days.
So I have to ask, being the chamber guy, what made you decide Durango?
Yeah, so we traveled around for 2.5 years west of Kansas. We're originally from Kansas. No one wants to live in Kansas, so moved west. And
Dorothy did. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Dorothy did, yeah. We are actually set on either Bend, Oregon or here, and Garrett was prying me to come back to Durango and check it out one more time. We came back, and it just felt right. So
wow. You know, and I hear a lot of people comparing those two communities.
Very good.
And luckily, Durango has won out with you guys arriving here.
Yeah.
What really drove us was just we came back in, we drove down Main Street and saw all the local businesses and just saw how everybody kind of worked together and a very friendly community. And that's what kind of drove us here, kind of the final decision. Yeah.
So you brought your chiropractic business and you both are chiropractors.
Correct. Yep.
So looking at your bios here, tell me a little bit about your background for each of you.
Yeah, sure. So I've had a practice in Manhattan, Kansas for the last 10 years and worked a lot with athletics and Kansas State University. Track and field mainly was the main sport, but there's also women's and men's basketball and some football players too. So some very large individuals and a lot of heavy work, but I truly enjoyed that time period. And so, yeah.
Great. And Haley?
Yeah, so I started my college career, my undergrad career up at Oakland University. I was golfing, had a pretty significant back injury, pretty much went to a chiropractor, got much better, decided I wanted to be a chiropractor, switched courses, transferred to K-State, and then ended up at Palmer in Davenport, Iowa. And we just got married 5 months ago, and so we're
starting a new clinic. 5 months ago. You moved to Durango. You guys just embarked and launched into a whole new chapter in your lives.
We dove in. Yeah.
Wow.
2017 has been a one for the books.
Yeah. So, I have to ask, first, what's it like working together as a married couple and having a business together? Do you guys ever get like downtime from one another? I've been with my wife, you know, 18 years, so that's, you know, maybe where that's coming from. But yeah, how does it work? What's the best part about working together?
Yeah, so that's interesting. A lot of people say, "Well, wow, I can never really work with my wife," and for us, you know, we truly enjoy it. We're best friends and enjoy being around each other, and so we enjoy all similar activities, and then we just work really well as a team together too. So
that's cool. Now the strategies for chiropractic work, I mean, do you guys practice the same? I know Palmer's one of the premier chiropractor schools in the nation. Walk me through what you guys do and what people can expect if they come in, and let's say, you know, is there a different style that you do? What am I trying to ask there? You know,
So we are going to be utilizing a technique called TRT. It's called torque release technique. So we do utilize the same technique. I focus on pregnancy. We both will be focusing on pregnancy, pediatrics, family. We want a family practice. So we want to see full families under care. We know that a full family under care is a healthy family. So when healthy kids become healthy adults, and that's definitely what we want to focus on here.
And what do those initials stand for again?
ICPA, International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. It's the largest pediatric association for chiropractors in the entire world.
Very cool. So, now what, when you mentioned that with the pediatrics, how young have you a patient?
Yeah, so we've adjusted babies hours after they're born. So the first the first spinal misalignment that little kids get is actually from the birthing process, and a lot of people don't actually realize that. There's a lot of twisting and pulling on the head to get a child out. It doesn't matter if it's vaginal C-section or VBAC. So they've actually done some research lately, and it's up to a class 2 whiplash for how much pounds of force they're pulling on a child's
head. And it's me when you say it, because I remember my son Avery was born and, you know, kind of stuck in forceps. And I'm thinking, I can understand what you're saying. And the, you know, from the traveling down the birth canal and everything that way and just being cramped up in the womb, so to speak. Interesting. Now, but you also obviously work on adults.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
So let me ask this. So I've got, before we went on air, I have a herniated disc, you know, never had surgery, done chiropractor, gone to chiropractor off and on over the years. What are some of the things that you offer from, I'm going to say, from an old, and I mean old, 53-year-old, has-been athlete?
Yeah, so... You know, of course, you know, kids respond very quickly. It's because they haven't had those issues for quite as long. And so that's why, you know, we have to really explain and we dive into a lot of different technology into our office to kind of see exactly what the problem is with kind of every individual patient that comes in. So that way we can be very specific in what we do. And of course, the longer you have an issue, the harder it is to get rid of.
Right.
So same thing with weight gain. The longer you have the weight, the harder it is to get rid of it.
Right.
So we dive into those plans and really talk in detail about how we're going to resolve a lot of those issues.
And what are some of the analysis that you do in order to get that inside view?
Yeah, so some of the really kind of cool technology that we have in our office is called CLA Insight. And so this technology was utilized with NASA. They use two different forms. One of them is a infrared thermal technology. Mm-hmm. And so by looking at that, we can kind of see how the nerves are conducting, if there's too little or too much conduction kind of going on, kind of out of each spinal segment. They also utilized called surface EMG, same technology as EKG for the heart, but we run along the muscles of the spine. And then we also have digital x-ray in our office, which gives a very nice, clean, crisp picture of the structure of the spine.
So if someone's in pain, are the nerves, do they show up firing hotter, so to speak?
Exactly. So that's, if you have a compression of nerve, that's called nerve interference, and so it's just not going to be sending those impulses as fast as what they should be.
Okay.
So only 20% of our nervous system is based off of feeling. The other 80% is based off of function. So sometimes people can have problems with, you know, nerve interference that may not be really showing or feeling some of that pain.
Wow.
So that's why we utilize a lot of this state-of-the-art technology to kind of see exactly what's going on.
So it's kind of, like I say, that inside look with the infrared technology, or the is it infrared or thermolic, or what's the term?
Yeah, infrared thermal technology. Yeah.
Make sure I get this right. I'm going to flunk the test already. So let me ask this, with if somebody, as I'll mention people, you know, oh, you ought to try a chiropractor, and I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I don't want to get cracked on. You know, we always hear those horror stories, so to speak. What's your approach to, I guess, reassure somebody? Walk me through, if I'm a new patient, what I can expect.
Yeah, so we actually don't do any twisting, popping, cracking in our office. The technique we utilize is very specific and gentle. It's an instrument-based technique, and it's one of the most researched techniques in chiropractic. Doesn't hurt at all. You can actually turn the force down. We've adjusted infants with it. We've adjusted people who are 100 years old with osteoporosis.
Okay.
So there's nothing to be worried about. When you come into our office, our team's great. They'll give you a full tour of our office. You'll feel comfortable right away. We do a very thorough examination. Then you'll come back on the next day, so we have time to review everything, come up with an individualized care plan for you specifically, and then we walk you through everything after that. But we're very, it's just very specific and gentle. So
what are some of the success stories that you can, without obviously, you know, violating a HIPAA law, but what are some of the success stories that you've seen with somebody that's gone through your chiropractic? And again, I'm talking with Dr. Haley Roop and Dr. Garrett Roop with Pathfinder Chiropractors. Been in Durango since June, newlyweds. Congratulations
Thank you.
Walk me through that. What was my question? I got sidetracked. I had to look at your bio.
So success stories, yeah. And
I told you I'd screw up.
Right. being in practice for 10 years, I've seen a lot of different things. And so some of the fun success stories have been with some of the athletes that I've worked with and being able to go to the Olympic trials and help some of those athletes that were actually in some pretty severe pain beforehand, and being able for them to have their bodies perform at optimum levels is kind of what they were seeking with some of the chiropractic care. Along with other success stories, people that have had, you know, they've been on the books for surgery for low back partial discectomies that I've had before. They've been on the books for surgery, and for them to be able to get off the books and be able to function and go back to work and do all the things. I mean, that's what we're here for, is to try to do everything as, you know, as natural as we can. And we definitely know there's a time and a place for certain issues. But, yeah, we want to be there for everyone.
Well, you know, and I always say, too, that when you're in pain, it's like, I'm going in for surgery. I blew a disc when I was 22, so 30-some years ago. And I remember when my back flares, and it hasn't, knock on wood, for about 3 years, but you're just like, I'm done. I want to go in. But if you can maintain it. Now, do you guys offer, too, like an exercise program and things that people can work on, and core strengthening, and things that they can do and not do, as well as the treatments?
Yeah, and so, I mean, we definitely recommend, you know, our bodies were meant to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so we want to get people to those levels that they can perform those activities. And so, you know, we're not afraid to refer to other physical therapists or personal trainers, people that specialize in that field. So that way, you know, we want to specialize in what we do, and we want to be able to refer to people that specialize in their field.
Okay. Now, which one of you is a better chiropractor? who do I schedule an appointment with, huh? Yeah. Oh, look at you guys. That's so funny, huh?
Well, you actually, in our office, you know, we're trained in the exact same technique. Right. And so, you know, when you come to our office, you may see Dr. Haley or you may see myself.
Yeah.
And so.
At least you didn't say rock, paper, scissors. You
know, yeah. I win that game every time.
Arm wrestle.
Where are you located? Better ask that.
Yeah, so we are going to be located in the Office Depot Plaza, Centennial, just to the left of H&R Block.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, and what's your website?
Yeah, our website's www.pathfinderchiropractic.com, and that should be launched.
That should be launching, yeah, here pretty soon. And so, yep, we'll be opening up in October.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of things are still coming.
Right. So but you can check it out, you know, so that's pathfinderchiropractic.com.
Yep.
And it's pathfinderchiropractic@gmail.com.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw out a phone number, 970-422-1766, to get on your book, so to speak.
Yes.
And right around the corner. So and honestly, I just realized, so you're opening, I mean, everything's coming.
Getting closer.
Move, you got married, and now you're opening a business.
Right.
That's right.
Holy cow. Can you throw any other stress things in there?
Yeah. No babies.
Yeah. Wow. So what is what's the most exciting thing you've done since you've been in Durango? What's the part of Durango you just love? Besides the Chamber of Commerce.
That's a tough question. You know, we definitely enjoyed the downtown area. We live outside of the city a little bit, so we've enjoyed, you know, just meeting the people. But we do mountain bike, and we're starting to get out and rock climb, and we went out to Phil's World, and that's a great place for us to go out and enjoy the area. But yeah, overall, it's really comes down to the people and the relationships that we're making.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, again, I'm talking with the doctors, you know, Garrett and Haley Roop, and it's pathfinderchiropractic.com. Check it out. And anything else you want to have? We got about 30 seconds.
We will be having a ribbon cutting before our grand opening. The entire community is invited. We're going to be having lots of raffle prizes, food, beverage, and it's going to be the first time our office is going to be open to the public. We'll be doing tours of our office, so feel free to come out.
When is that?
Not totally for sure, but we'll be posting flyers all around town.
So okay.
Yeah. It'll be on the website.
So. And you go to the chamber, because if we're doing the ribbon cutting, then we'll have that posted. And well, guys, thank you so much for coming in, and welcome to Durango.
Well, thank you so much. It was awesome.
I'll be calling you.
Yeah.
I'll be coming in and getting my adjustment. If you can fix this old guy, you got the endorsement.
You're not that old yet.
It's a challenge. Well, I'm still vertical. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.